On this episode of Emulate This, Mike updates his Odyssey voyage with the game Mega Mania for the Atari 2600. After that, the show turns hypothetical. Which video game villain, bad guy would we want to work for? And later, his name's Echo. He's a dolphin. We'll discuss Echo and his world and find out why exactly Mike wants him dead. All right, let's start the show, Dolphin Killer.
Panic Restaurant.
Welcome to episode 11 of Emulate This. What's up, guys?
How we doing?
Good, good. Back again, high atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Winter's finally here. The holiday season's finally here. It's getting cold tonight. Low at 25.
little chilly.
I know. Yeah. It's brutal. I went into Best Buy, thinking Best Buy might be crowded. So I went there kind of in like an off-peak hour.
Right.
And
you still like Best Buy, huh?
Well, I had to run in. I had to get a cord.
Oh.
Yeah, so I stopped in. I didn't think it would be dead,
right?
But it was dead. Like, there was more people working there than...
Which is weird, because Christmas is coming.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It was like, yeah. It looked like a Sim City version of an electronics store. Like, everything was out, boxes were out, big signs.
Right, nobody in the parking lot.
No, the people that worked there are, like, straightening up the signs, like the big rush is coming. But there was nobody in the store.
They were probably working on the tax rate. I don't know.
Yeah, I was in there 2 hours ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it was dead?
Dead. I mean, it was after after dinner.
Right. Yeah. So people were home from
work. So maybe it was a slow time. I don't know. But
and it is... What's today?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
The big box stores are dying, though, man.
Everyone's buying shit online.
Yeah, Amazon.
I know.
Like, they're going to rule the world, man. They're going to rule the world, I'm telling you.
I don't know about buying a TV online, though. I don't trust it.
No way. I want to take it home myself.
Yeah,
I'd be, like, so worried it would break.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, the precious.
With my luck with that shit,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you buy a TV, you open up the box, and something's broke. You know what I mean, or something's missing. But
there could be roaches in it too.
There could be. Yeah, we know from experience.
Oh my god!
On a previous episode,
did you ever hear that story?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
From your PlayStation,
the used PlayStation 3.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
That's
still in the house.
Why is it in the house?
Oh, no, no. I ripped it fully apart.
I'm in the house.
No, why is it in the house? No, that was 2 years ago. I ripped it fully apart. We disassembled the entire thing.
Okay.
Rebuilt it.
It's like looking over.
Frame off restoration.
You're going to have to listen to our back catalog, sir.
That must have been one of the first steps. I swear I listened to every one. I don't know why I missed that.
I remember it was the
PlayStation. I remember.
Yeah.
I forget what episode that was, but it was pretty nasty.
You're probably confusing us with Emulate That.
So, before we get started, things we've been playing lately. Eric, how about you? We'll start off with you.
I was playing Jaws for the NES.
Okay.
Which I hadn't even played when I was a kid. I wasn't even aware it was a game.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't even know.
You just played that?
No, I just played it. It was the first time I played it.
Oh.
It's fun, but at the same time, it sucks because...
It sucks.
No, it doesn't completely suck.
I don't know.
It doesn't completely suck. It's just you lose your transponder every time you get killed, and it's really annoying. You have to go back and forth to each of the ports, and you can't get away from Jaws. He's a dick, basically.
I've beaten that
game. You can't get away from him. If you swim at the very top of the water, he can't touch you.
The control is shit. The control is terrible. When you're in the boat, it's so inaccurate and shaky.
But there's a trick to that game to beat it, right? Isn't there some shortcut?
If you go all the way to the top of the water while you're in the water, Jaws can't get you.
Jaws can't
hit you.
Well, what do you do all the way up top then?
You can't hit him either, but it's a way to get out of the way.
It's like a timeout.
Pop with a couple shots and then just go all the way to the top.
Timeout.
Yeah, I don't know whether that was a design flaw or they intended to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a fuck up.
If
only the Orca knew that.
I have that game, a cartridge. Yeah.
And you hate it too, like Rory?
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
No, yeah, I'm just not. Like
dumb.
There's so many like gimmicky, you know, like those bonus stages.
Yeah. Well, it's all for the shells, man. Well,
it's all for the shells, right?
They keep taking your fucking shells every time you die, so you need those bonus. I mean, what they put you through to get a friggin' level up, mm-hmm. you know, to level up your
Yeah,
gun.
It keeps getting higher and higher. And
if I remember, I haven't seen Jaws in a while, but I remember like 90% of that movie collecting shells. Is that right?
No, actually, it's based off Jaws 4.
Yeah.
No. The game is based off Jaws 4.
Right.
Because at the very end, you have to shine the beacon, the light, and then stab him with the front of the boat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is so awkward.
Did you finish the game? It took 5 fucking times, and I had to cheat at the end. Like, we got really far, and then we got to the point where we were like, screw this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we put the cheats in, but yeah, it took like 4 or 5 times with the boat to actually kill him.
And determination.
And then on the new end of things, I've been playing, I've got a little addiction to the zombies in Call of Duty, in the new Call of Duty, the mm-hmm. Infinite Warfare. The game itself, I'm not real big on, but for whatever reason, the zombies is real good.
Is that like a special part of the game or
something?
Yeah,
it's like one of the sections of it, and it's just it's actually got an 80s theme, and like Pee Wee Herman's in it.
Mm.
He's like the narrator, and David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff
actually comes in and helps you kill
don't
the zombies.
The Hoff.
Yeah, don't hassle the Hoff. So it's pretty cool, but it's way better stoned.
Oh,
it's one of
okay.
those things where yeah. it's fun when you're
right.
not high, but it's nowhere near as fun when you are.
It
and
takes the edge off, or it puts the edge on.
No, it takes the edge off.
Takes the edge off.
And it seems like what you're doing is more real, I guess.
Okay.
You really feel like you're
right.
blowing their heads off,
yeah.
you know, for whatever
You're really
reason.
Talking to David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he comes in, hey, kids. It's like a shitty 80s
Have you seen
movie
my car?
In
Kit?
A theme park, but it's really cool.
Yeah, I feel like every 2600 game would be better stoned.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one.
Maybe every game is just better stoned.
Yeah.
If you really think about
it.
It
almost gives some kind of like overlay, you know, to what actually happened. It adds a little bit to the 2600.
But the 2600 is so ridiculous, and like it hardly looks like what it is.
That's true.
So if you're stoned, you might be like, it looks exactly
right.
Yeah,
it pumps
like
up the imagination.
Yeah. Actually, the cover is like way more. It's like, whoa. The cover of the cartridge is like, and then you play the game and you're like, eh.
This is bleak. Rory, how about you?
I've been playing a lot of Fallout New Vegas.
You're still playing that episode.
I promised myself that I wasn't going to do like side stuff and get sidetracked, and I am getting totally sidetracked and pulled into all this shit.
I hear you.
So it's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun playing a different style. Like I said last episode,
mm-hmm.
I've obviously leveled up my character more since then. So now I have like 100% speech. I have 100% barter. I have 100% lockpick. So like I'm stealing shit off people left and right.
What's
you know?
Your
like,
pick?
I'm
is
not,
your pickpocket at 100?
My pickpocket. Well, that I think that attribute is sneak, and my sneak is like 60 something now.
Okay, I must be thinking of a different game.
And I'm pretty high up, so like but I could steal just about anything. Like I steal keys from people. Like if I try to steal everybody's entire the contents of their like pockets all at once, like hitting X and I steal everything at once, I'll usually get caught.
Yeah.
But if I steal one thing at a time, I don't get caught, I'm noticing.
Right.
But I have such a high communication that I can talk my way out of anything. And like,
nice.
It's kind of funny. Like, because normally I go in there, balls out,
criminal.
And fight. Yeah, I am like a smooth criminal. So like, or like, I can lie to everybody in the game. Like, because, like, you have, there's, like, speech, we don't get too much into this, but, like,
mm-hmm.
there are, like, skill point checks where, like, if you want to convince somebody of something, you can lie to them, and it's the option, the dialogue option is labeled as a lie and will list your minimum number to have 100% chance that you'll win or you'll lie to them successfully and they'll believe you. And, like, I well exceed all of them. So, like, it's funny like that.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
A lot of fun.
Cool. All right, real quick, I'll tell you what I've been playing. Two games, actually. One of them we're going to do a review on later, Echo the Dolphin. So I've been reschooling myself. Last time I played it, I was a kid.
Is that a pun?
No pun. No pun intended. I was...
Well, I missed it. What was the pun?
Schooling him.
School. Right.
It's really a pun.
It's a pod, though.
It's a pod, though.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Right. Yeah, so I kind of went back into that to refresh my memory. Frustrating as hell. And most of the time, I have no idea what's going on. And the other game I've been playing, also I have no idea what the hell is going on. I've been playing Choo Choo Rocket on Dreamcast.
Wow.
Choo Choo Rocket.
Yeah, Choo Choo Rocket. It's a puzzle game. Uh-huh. All right. So basically, what you're doing
games.
Is it's just an overhead shot, and you basically move around a cursor, and you have to guide mice into a portal or to their home.
Is
I guess
like Lemmings, kind of.
Maybe, but it's four players. So you're playing the computer,
okay.
And then there you have to guide the mice, and you have to fuck with other people as they're playing, like fuck with the computer to kind of steal their mice or redirect their mice away from their mouse's house.
Mouse's house.
And what happens is the game constantly changes things up. Like, we'll make things go in reverse or screw up controls, or it'll throw these cats out there that will deduct points because they.
It has more
eat
to do with
mice.
A board game than
it's
a
weird.
Traditional
it's,
yeah. like action game.
Right,
yeah.
It's a top down though.
It's you're looking at the board,
right?
You know
right.
the board.
Gotcha.
It's weird as hell. It's hard to get used to because it's very fast paced. And the more you play it, the better you get. When you first play it, you have no idea what the hell's going on. And I think it's probably a lot better with multiple people. You know, four
oh,
people.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, yeah.
That's what the game is
All
made
games,
for.
Yeah.
Playing a computer sucks because they cheat their ass off. You know.
Yeah.
So,
shortcuts, yeah.
So, yeah, they're the games I've been playing. Mike, how about you?
Before I talk about what I've been playing, I want to make a correction
mm-hmm.
about something I said a couple episodes ago about Castlevania. One is I said that you needed Dracula's eye to get across the moat in Castlevania 2. That's wrong. You need his heart.
Oh,
and
man.
I also called Alucard's...
How dare you!
I'm calling the fucking cops.
How fucking dare you!
And I also called Alucard's weapon Balls of Fury. It's Balls of Destruction.
Whoopsie daisy!
So I'm sorry.
You fucked up!
Other than that...
Well, thanks
I've,
for owning up there.
Yeah. Hey. I've been playing more Red Dead. Got my ass to Mexico.
Oh, you're in Mexico.
I'm in Mexico.
Wow. You're moving.
The
man.
Part of the story
but
that...
Then I went back because I want to get a suit, and I have to win horseshoes at McFarland's Ranch.
You fucking hate horseshoes.
So you had to go to the barbecue.
Hate
and,
horseshoes.
Yeah.
I hate it. So then I can't get the fucking horseshoes down. So then I did some bounties, and I think I'm, yeah, I don't know.
Did you get a new controller?
What do you
yet?
Mean you don't know? What don't you know? You like
I don't
the
know.
Game.
No, I love the game.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the game.
I was about to say.
Oh, no. I mean,
go
I meant
fighting words for a second.
Yeah,
I know. Seriously.
I don't know. I'm thinking of just going back and just doing like the straight missions and maybe doing all that other side stuff.
No, well, the side stuff's fun. Well, it depends on how you like to play. I like to do the missions and then fuck around with side stuff for a while
you know
and then
I
go back
do?
To the missions.
Yeah.
You mix it up.
Yeah. That's
never,
what I was doing. That's what I was doing. I didn't explore. I didn't
know.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I didn't explore Thieves Landing as much as I should have.
Right.
Like, I did the Irish mission and got the
mm-hmm.
got the ammo. I think that's what you were doing in that mission, right? You were
oh,
trying
man.
To get
it
the
was
ammo.
So long ago. I forget every little mission, but.
It was it's a mission right before the Fort Mercer mission.
Oh, okay. Wait.
You have to go through the window.
Okay. The house? When you go to the house?
It's like a warehouse.
Oh, okay.
So after that, I kind of just I got to Fort Mercer, and then you end up in Mexico, and then.
So how do you like it so far? Do you think it's worth the hype that I always ramp it up and I talk about it all the time? Do you think it's
I feel like I'm the wrong person to ask because
why?
Because I like my extent is NES.
Yeah, this is kind of like his new. He's just getting into. Like,
I mean,
are you enjoying yourself?
Totally.
Okay.
I play
okay,
it.
That's good.
I play it.
All right.
I play it every day.
Ryan's got a shiv back there. You don't tell him you love that game.
Slowly raising it up
right across that table.
Yeah.
I play it every day, and like at weird times where I'm like, I got an hour. I can do something, you know, and I'll pop it on for. But I mean, see, I was going to say it's the most gorgeous game I've ever seen, but
yeah,
I haven't seen too much.
I'll tell you what, for an old
you
game,
know what I mean,
an old game, it still looks really good.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there are times where you're like up on a hill. And you kind of like move your the camera over to look at something, and there's like
the
this ridiculous
up, so
vista
like,
of like
oh,
the
it's
lake,
like, it's a beautiful
and
morning,
the mountains in the background, and like I literally sometimes I'll stop. I'm like that. All of a sudden, Trish, look at this. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's
look
beautiful.
Where I am.
It's beautiful.
You have to also remember that the music really does set the mood to that game.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
You hear that like Sergio Leone, like spaghetti western,
mm-hmm.
like that. Just that music.
Yeah.
It's just like.
It adds a lot.
You, does. It takes you to that. You know, I don't know if the Old West was really like that, but like it takes you to that.
And it makes the hair on your neck stand up sometimes. If you're doing something totally stupid, like you're not doing anything, you're just wandering around, and you're picking flowers. Yeah, all of a sudden you hear the music and you're like, oh shit, what's going on? You're like looking around. All of a sudden you get on guard, take your gun out, and you're like, all right, it's nothing. Back to picking flowers.
Back to picking flowers.
Yeah. But
the wolves scare the shit out of me.
They do, yeah.
You're just like walking around, all of a sudden you just hear rah!
Any bears yet? Cougars.
No.
Cougars come out of nowhere.
Yeah, cougars come out of nowhere.
If you're not ready for a cougar and your gun's not out, you're screwed. You're toast. Yeah, you're screwed.
There were a couple times where it was like a one hit kill.
I lost a stallion
that you get the stallion from Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost that.
Oh, you lost
very
that?
Early
you
on.
Get, you can buy another horse.
It got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buy another horse, or you steal one off.
Well,
somebody
you have
else.
That war horse thing that you can use all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a good horse. Take a horse off of like one of the cops or something. They have really good horses. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what? Someone going to say something?
No. Go ahead.
The Odyssey. So this week on The Odyssey.
All right.
Shit, sorry. I was doing a little Megamania. This game was kind of a surprise. When I bought the Atari, which was like last year, I wanted to get all the games that I used to have when I was younger. Right. Well, this game was kind of extra. And when I got the Atari, I was playing all the games that I had used to play, which was Frogger and Space Invaders. Mm-hmm. So I popped Mega Mania in. And this was a nice surprise. This game was... I love this game because it's like Space Invaders.
Yeah, Space... It is. I played it.
Right.
It's a lot like it. Yeah.
It's like Space Invaders, but what's cool about it is each time you... kind of get rid of a wave of enemies, it's different. You know, like, it doesn't just go faster.
Yeah, it's got like a weird patterns. The patterns aren't, like...
Yeah, not fixed.
The erratic
is very erratic.
I think the fifth one, it's... I think they're... Because they're supposed to be hamburgers. They're all foods, I believe.
Oh, they are? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they were spaceships.
How can you tell?
you can't tell.
One had lettuce on it.
2,600.
I started to get hungry. It was
you
weird.
Can't tell at all. Let me see if I can look it up
real
quick.
I can really go for a rectangle right now.
Why?
That's exactly what... Yeah. They're all really... Like, the one are, like... They're called, like, space dice. Let me see if I can find it real fast. But that's the thing.
Space dice. Never trust an alien with space dice.
Box art doesn't look like food. They look like poor man's spaceships.
Well, it was the 70s.
On the box art, that's supposed to be the dice. See if you can zoom in on that.
In the 70s, people ate weird stuff.
That's supposed to be the space dice. Let me see. Here we go. Mega Mania.
Yeah, Mike borrowed some 2,600 cartridges.
Yeah, because I want to do a little show and tell.
Cool.
Yeah. Look at all that.
Dig
dug. Show and tell.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're gonna, but
we'll talk.
Mega Mania is an Activision game, right? So, I thought this would be a good time to talk about something called Plaktivision.
Okay.
I believe that's what it's called.
That's what you get if you don't brush your teeth.
This is what you get. Now, take a look. Okay, so on the top here, right? I got Pitfall, River Raid, Spider Fighter, and Mega Mania. Okay, all Activision games. Mm-hmm. Look at the labels. They look like shit. They look really old.
Coming apart.
Right. Now, look, these are all... This is an Atari game. This is an Atari game. This is a Parker Brothers game. Mm-hmm. Labels look fine.
So Activision was cheaping the fuck out even when they were making Atari.
Yes.
I mean, those games look brand new.
Yeah.
They use a real cheap glue with these Activision games. And the thing is, I fucked up...
That glue will kill you, son.
In my hand, I have a copy of Pitfall. When I first
I heard their glue was made from horse juice.
Wow. When I first got the Atari, I was cleaning off the games to make them look, you know, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the Activision games, I made them worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of a public service announcement. Yeah. If you have an Activision game, just leave it go. I think there's a way to fix it, but I'm not entirely sure.
Shellac it like it's a table.
Mega Mania.
Go back to that.
It's like... I keep losing my mind here.
Space Invaders?
Space Invaders, right. But it has the fuel.
Energy meter.
Energy meter, right. So that's a neat dynamic, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not just a straight up just shoot shit.
They didn't just straight up steal it.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's kind of like, I mean, now this is a game you're playing for points, which I'm never really a huge fan of, but as long as the screens are different, then I'm fine with it. You know, Asteroids can get really, really boring.
Yeah, okay.
Space Invaders can get really, really boring. At least this gives you something else to look at after you're done each wave. So that energy meter, if you knock out all the enemies quickly, you get more points from the energy meter. So a strategy that some people do is if they're if they have a lot of lives, they'll and they'll like knock out a bunch of enemies quick. They'll get killed, then come back, knock out like two enemies, and get all the points, and kind of get that extra guy back and get more points.
Yeah, I noticed.
Because you know you would get patches back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yep.
You would send Activision your point total.
It's pretty neat.
Give you a patch.
Yeah.
But cool.
So awesome. Yeah, that's
your Odyssey.
That's the Odyssey.
Mike's Odyssey for.
It's a shame I don't have a denim jacket anymore to wear.
A studded.
Yeah.
For five card stud, a studded denim jacket.
I'm a nerd, man, but I'll tell you what, I don't know if I could do that.
What, say, the studded jacket?
Put a patch
it takes
on
some
anything.
Balls.
Holy
put,
shit.
Put a, by the way, real quick. Oh,
you wouldn't get beat up in the bathroom.
You know what
at school?
I do like
carried
about
a book bag full of those fucking games.
You know what I like about some of these, by the way, is
let's shake
on,
it out.
On the on the cartridges, they at least show you what the game looks like.
Yeah.
A lot of the Atari cartridges show you like the game doesn't look like that at all.
It's all
no.
At least the Activision games, it's like it looks that shitty.
Yeah, they were honest.
They were honest. So yeah.
Cool, man. Awesome.
You like that?
I do, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That's good.
You like
awesome, as we exit. Little Mega Man sound there as we exit Mike's Odyssey. So let's go right to our next topic here. This is a new topic.
A little new segment we're going to try out here.
Yeah, brand new. It's called Hypothetical.
Hypothetical scenarios.
Hypothetical scenarios. And what we do is we come up with these random wacky scenarios in video games, and you know, we base the scenarios on games, you know, and put us in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to do what bad guy, villain, group or gang would we join and why? Mm. Okay.
And for the future
also, we would like to take suggestions. So if you know, listeners out there want to send us an email at emulatethis@outlook.com, we kind of want to pick your brain and collect as many as we can, you know what I mean? And then, you know,
because it would be better coming from, you know,
it would be
listeners.
Yeah, it would
sure.
be
it would be better.
We have some ideas, but it would be cool to have
we're
random.
We're only limited to what we can come up with, so the audience come up with whatever
exactly.
they want, you know,
because eventually we're just gonna run out of ideas and it'll just be dead air. We're just gonna go, how are you doing?
We're not prude, so they could be dirty.
Well, we are not professionals.
If they're good, we're
gonna
do it.
We
not gonna pay you for it either, or give you credit. No, we'll give you credit.
We'll give you credit.
We won't pay you.
Yeah,
so shall we get this show on the road?
Let's do it.
Hypothetical scenarios.
Oh. All right. The first ever hypothetical scenarios on Emulate This. And like I said, it's bad guy, villain, gangs that we wanted to join. And why?
We would want to join.
Yeah. Right. Who
wants to go first?
Who wants to go first here? Mike,
you
go first.
You pointed to me. I don't want to go first.
Just do it.
I want to be a Koopa kid.
Okay, I have my reasons not to, but go ahead.
For two,
your dad would be an asshole.
Yeah, all right. My dad would be an asshole. That's fine. But my dad would give me a fucking airship.
Your dad?
Oh, that's pretty.
An airship, Ryan.
That's true. I always hated the airship.
Yeah, you'd be scared to come onto my airship.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I'd be a dinosaur. I'm a dinosaur on an airship. So there you go.
You are. Yeah,
that's kind of hard to argue with, right?
No, what do you got?
But what are the benefits?
I mean,
what are the perks?
I have an airship. That's the perk.
What else do you need? You got a fucking airship. Exactly.
Shoots missiles.
And I stole a wand from a king.
Yeah,
and
you constantly have this Italian guy just come to kick your ass. You know that's on the horizon every day.
That would be rough, but I'd handle myself, and I'd make sure it would take five stomps to kill me, not fucking three.
All the Koopa kids are asking for it because you see Mario jump onto the anchor and then go up on the ship. All he's got to do is get out of jumping distance, and he's fine. He's fine.
You know the Koopa kids, they're looking out the window going, oh, shit, he got on. We got to get rid of this damn anchor. We don't need it. We're in the sky.
Why do we have an anchor?
Why do we have an anchor?
Fucking ship.
Yeah, it would be a little rough dealing with a couple of Italian guys, but I'm still on an airship.
That's true.
Flying through grassland and desert world.
I guess that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, there you go.
We all want to be dinosaurs.
I would like to be a dinosaur.
Right, well.
What would I want to be?
T-Rex, right? Well, short, stubby
T-Rex,
ones.
No, but you always have to... You're always pissed off. You got to walk around pissed off all the time. You can't relax. You have a reputation. You can't look like a pussy and be a T-Rex. Like, you can't take a day off. Because then, like, is it a platypus? Or no, what's the big one with the neck?
A brontosaurus?
Yeah, a brontosaurus. Yeah,
but you get eaten because you're a pussy. Because you don't have teeth. You eat grass and shit.
No, but if they saw the T-Rex taking a day off, wouldn't respect them.
There's four grown men right now talking about what dinosaur they'd rather be. I just hope everybody realizes what's going the fuck on right now.
Wait a minute.
All right. Wait till we talk about the dolphin.
We're going to get to the dolphin. We'll get to the dolphin.
So that's me.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to be a Koopa kid.
All right.
Good answer.
Not bad. That's a good answer.
All right. How about
it's better than mine. You know, and I don't hate the Ninja Turtles, but the Foot Clan seems kind of cool.
Okay.
Even though they're not great at fighting, they got some badass uniforms, right?
They all wear the same thing?
Yeah, but it's cool shit with, like, the net eyes and stuff and, like, the baggy pants with the ninja shit, and they're all badass.
They are ninjas.
Ninjutsu or whatever.
They are, yeah. They're just going up against mutant turtles.
Yeah.
That's rough.
And you know, they're all robots, though.
No, they're
kids. They all hang out in the arcade.
Well, yeah, dude,
in the movies,
they're
kids that smoke menthol.
Well, that's the one I do smoke menthol, so that's the one I want to be.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You know, I wish. Come on, when you were a kid, you didn't want to join the Foot Clan with the skateboarding and the arcade in there and the menthols. Come on.
That's how they bring you in.
I think I wanted to be Shredder more.
It's like a fucked up Chuck E. Cheese.
Shredder's pretty badass.
Yeah, he's like 800 years old or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for real? I don't know much about the comics.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that right now.
Let's not open up that bit.
That's a can of worms you don't want to mess with right now.
The whole
But yeah, I don't know. I think they're better fighters than they look like. It seems like the Ninja Turtles are whooping their asses.
You mean they're
all the
sandbagging?
Time. Yeah, well, the Ninja Turtles are so badass that they make them look bad, but I really think they're not bad.
Okay.
They're pretty good fighters. So yeah, that's all I got, really.
Okay, all right. Rory, how about you?
I thought about this for a while. I was leaning towards the Foot Clan, but then I decided, no, I'm not going to do the Foot Clan. I'm going to join Cobra.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to join Cobra. Why am I going to join Cobra? Number one, the Baroness. That's why. Doctor. Have you thought online? There's some freaky stuff with the Baroness online.
Yeah.
All right. You're looking it up right now. I can hear all your browsers opening up.
Leather, whips, all that stuff.
Cobra.
We're calling the Baroness up. All right, I'm going to volunteer to be her intern. And then, obviously, Cobra is their own military organization. They don't really have any country backing, I suppose.
I don't think so.
I just think they're
just like
thing.
A rogue.
Cobra stands for, what does Cobra stand for?
It's something. I don't know.
That's a great question. I could get the research department. Hell Cobra stands for, but you know, I could have my own like weird quirk, like, you know, there's the guy who has the metal arm and head, Destro, or I could be like some type of ninja, or I could be my own dinosaur and I wouldn't even need an airship, or I'd have one even bigger than your airship, so fuck
no. Koopa kids against fucking Cobra.
Plus,
it's coming to take your wand.
I would have
Mike.
The Baroness, so I win.
Well, I'd have Wendy Koopa. No, but that would be incest.
Yeah,
well, now,
yeah,
that's now, your now sister. We're getting weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting
this
weird.
Wasn't weird.
No, Rory would have Wendy.
It just got weird. Yeah.
Five card. Cool. Go to mine. Yeah. I would want to work for Mr. X in Streets of Rage, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I think Mr. X, he runs an entire city. So unlike the Foot Clan,
right,
that you have to stay in this little area and just hunt turtles. You kind of own the city. So if you're a bad guy for Mr. X, one of his employees, I don't think he's the type of boss. He's not going to micromanage. He just wants bodies out there. You know, he doesn't even know who's working for him. He's just like, all right, well, we got people down in the west part of the city. Right. Just leave them alone. And if the guys show up there, they show up. So you can hang out in the park. There's things to do. You go to the baseball stadium.
Sell drugs,
I could totally just hide out and get paid.
That's true.
Yeah, you could just hide out, blend in.
But do you want to just hide out? You don't want to be active?
No, because I'd have the whole city. I could chill out in the park. I could go to the ball game. I could do whatever I want. I don't think
you know how gangs work, Ryan. That's not. No.
There is some sort of accountability.
No, there's none. Mr. X doesn't care. He just wants bodies.
I've never met him. Yeah. If you say so.
Is he a nice guy?
That's the thing. You probably wouldn't meet him. I would never even meet him.
How did you get the job?
I'd be hired just by one of the underlings. There's just branches of them across the city. You get hired. It's all word of mouth.
What do you think you get paid a day? What do they say?
Well, it's just the perks.
It's probably a union job.
It's just the perks. Yeah, it's the perks. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It probably have to work like a union job.
Good health care, all that stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I don't think you've thought about this hard enough. You're going to have to, if you're going to be in Streets of Rage, you're going to have to get a territory. Like, you're going to have to stand in front of the zoo.
Well, that's right.
The bank or something all day.
But the area is big enough, right? When like Axel and Max show up in Blaze and Skate, right? With social media now, the other bad guys would be Twittering. So by the time they got to me, I'd already know they're coming. It's not like it was in the 90s.
What the fuck are you talking about?
In the 90s, you would have never known they were coming. They just show up. If I'm laying on a park bench and Axel shows up, I'm like, oh, shit. Nowadays, social media, I already know where they are all the time. And I bounce, go to another part of the city and hang out. I wouldn't have to do anything. It's not like you. You'd have to sit on a ship.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, you have to wait for Mario to
really
come kick your ass.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So that's what I would do, Mr. X.
There you go.
I have breaking news, gentlemen. My research department has said unofficially COBRA stands for Conversion by Blackmail, Revolution, and Anarchy.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, all right then.
Okay.
I choose to believe that that's what it stands for.
Rory gets a jacket with that studded on the back of the jacket under that five-card stud.
Right next
to his Mega Mania patch.
Right under my Mega Mania patch.
Yeah.
And my Misfits patch.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's great. All right, good stuff.
So that's another edition of Hypothetical Scenarios. I'll have to get used to that one.
Our first ever. Oh, and now, time for the game review. Echo the Dolphin. This is a game for Sega Genesis. Might have been on some other platforms, but we're going to focus on the Genesis version. Came out in 92, I believe. It was published. 93, I think, was the release. It was put out by Novatrad. The developer.
Novatrad.
I forgot the E on the end there. But this is a weird game.
Yeah.
Where do you start when you talk about Echo the Dolphin?
It's a pretty game.
First off, it's pretty,
a nice looking game.
It has good atmosphere.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the atmosphere in the game is great. It's one of those games that when you're playing, sucks you in.
I get a little bit of a rapey vibe from it.
Well, that's what I mean. It sucks you in. When you're getting raped, believe me, you don't hear anything else that's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want
to.
All the
foot soldiers have their asses to the wall when you walk by. You know that?
I couldn't notice that. I get do you guys get like a little bit of an uneasy feeling?
I totally get like a claustrophobic feeling. I don't know if it's rapey.
That's mostly because of the music, I think.
Right.
And, you know, it should be a little fucking happier, if you ask me. And there's a reason why it isn't.
No, there's a reason.
We'll get into later.
We're going to get into all this.
I think you keep going down into the ocean and it gets darker and darker and you just feel like you can't breathe.
You definitely feel it.
You literally can't because you got to keep going up for fucking air.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
Can't fucking stand it.
And that's why you feel it. But I think the best way to start this review.
Yeah, what is this
you
about?
Have to build a foundation to this review because the game is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I think the best way to do that is to tell the story
and
the plot behind it. Rory, we're turning to you for that.
All right, so the actual plot, it's you got to keep in mind that this game is about a fucking dolphin. Okay, so we should have made that a soundbite for the soundboard. It's about a fucking dolphin. Apparently, okay, there is an alien race that lives on a different planet that comes to Earth every 500 years.
Unsolved mysteries.
Anyway, they come to Earth apparently every 500 years to harvest all the life in the oceans because they can't make their own, okay? And they're called the Vortex. And apparently one day, Echo, who's just a normal dolphin, is having fun, and then the Vortex come to Earth, and they just evaporate all the life around him. And he's going, well, obviously he's confused. He's a dolphin. He's a fucking dolphin. He's going, what the fuck was that? So he finally ventures his way and he meets all the other like mammals. It's interesting in the game because all sea mammals can talk to each other. Like a dolphin can talk to a whale.
That's just the way the world is there. They all talk to each other.
Well, I mean, I think it's really neat, but whatever.
I do too.
Eventually, the dolphins tell him, you have to go to the Arctic Ocean and talk to a blue whale. And the blue whale apparently is very wise, and he's very old. And you finally work your way up to the Arctic, and there are Arctic-themed levels. And he tells you, I don't know what it was, but you probably should talk to the asterite, which is like the oldest thing in the ocean. And it turns out the asteroid is actually very old, like prehistoric, 65 million something years in the past. Basically, you meet the asteroid, and the asteroid tells you, look, I'll help you, but I'm missing a he's like missing a part of his body. They're like balls that are all attached.
Right.
And he tells you, you have to go back in time and find me in the past. Again, you're a fucking dolphin, okay? You have to go. You have to go back in the past. Go back in time to the sunken city of Atlantis in a time machine to meet the asteroid in the past to take part of his body back to the asteroid in the future.
Oh my god!
You go back in time. You find Atlantis. You go back in time. You meet the asteroid 65 million years ago. He attacks you because he never fucking met you because it's 65 million years ago and dolphins don't exist. And he
This story sounds like it was written by a madman. Like the story is
so he gets the thing, goes back in time. Once he gets the ball or part of the asteroid from the past, he goes back in time, fixes the asteroid. The asteroid gives Echo magic powers and then puts him back in time to the beginning, right when the vortex attack.
Uh-huh.
And then Echo is part of the of that suction, that vacuum, that extraction from the ocean, and then you're in the actual vortex ship, and then you kill the vortex. It's actually like a giant head. That's the end leader.
Okay.
And then that's the end of the game. And then do we want to talk about Echo 2 since...
Well, it has something to do with it.
We had the music, so go for it.
Okay. Okay, so Echo 2 picks up. Obviously, you win. Okay, you win. It's a happy ending. Turns out that when you did that, you actually didn't win. Turns out, because Echo's having a good time, he still has all the superpowers at the end of the game. Because at the end, the asteroid gives you the ability to shoot laser. Well, not lasers, but like sound waves.
Okay.
So you're not defenseless.
Exactly. You're not, for a game about freaking dolphins, you're not defenseless. Plus, you no longer need air. You can breathe water.
Right.
But you, like half your struggle is
because why the hell not?
Why not? Anyway, the beginning of the game starts off just like the first one, where a disaster happens. It turns out the asteroid dies.
Okay.
Just dies. And Echo doesn't know why. So Echo has to go... he has to go into... basically, like, the dolphins from the future. Okay, this gets really weird. Even weirder for a game about dolphins.
Oh, it gets really weird? I don't know. I'm sorry.
This is where it starts to get weird.
Oh, okay.
Because you saved Earth, dolphins from the future aren't, like... Yeah, hit the music. Okay, because you saved Earth, dolphins in the future have evolved, and they actually fly now. They don't actually swim in the ocean. They have like they like float through the air like birds. And this future dolphin comes to you and says, "When you went back in time and beat the end leader, you actually fucked up, and you made two different versions of time. One where you won and these dolphins evolved, and one where Earth fucks up." And the aliens take over and they destroy everything.
Right, right.
Zach, all right. This is a game about fucking dolphins traveling through time.
With aliens and shit.
For a platform, 16-bit platform for Genesis.
Right.
And go ahead.
When they marketed this game, they did such a good job with it because it seemed like everything was going to be like super happy and shit.
Yeah,
people probably bought it for their kids. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but it is not what it appeared to be.
Mm-hmm.
No, very dark.
Not at all.
So anyway, long story short, the space dolphin from the future tells you, from the good future, tells you that you need to find all the asteroid's balls again, collect them, and then reassemble the asteroid, who will then basically... He basically gives you a second chance to fight the vortex again.
Mm-hmm.
So you fight the vortex again, and you're victorious if you actually beat the game.
What a fucking life this dolphin had.
I'm not even finished yet. So then the asteroid, after you win, the asteroid says, now you have to you have to go back to Atlantis and blow up the time machine. That way they can't fuck up and destroy
You have to go back to Atlantis.
You have to go back to Atlantis.
And time machine's the whole problem.
So when you get to Atlantis, it turns out that the Vortex Queen laid an egg, and you have to race the egg. It's crazy. You have to race the egg to the time machine.
Holy shit.
You actually lose. The egg goes back in time, but the egg fucks up, and it can't take over the Earth, and it actually turns into, like, lobsters and crabs. Why they're not.
This story is almost like if you were down the city, and there was some crazy guy on the corner just yelling this story out, everyone would be backing away, crossing the street.
With the megaphone.
Get away from that.
The vortex,
the asteroid, race the egg.
Ryan, do you remember when we were down, we were watching the Temple game last year, and there was that crazy guy, I'm sorry, this is off topic, but there was that crazy guy, and he was asking you about, like, 2001 or something like that, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. He turned to me, and he asked me about some movie, and I was like, I never saw it, and there was silence, and he just goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. That was so ridiculous. Yeah.
No, Ryan just goes to the bathroom.
I just walked away. I was like, all right, I'm leaving Mike hanging. Not with this.
The last sentence, it turns out when the vortex egg goes back in time, it can't do anything. And, they turn into lobsters over time in the present. And Echo doesn't destroy the time machine. It ends on a cliffhanger. He just goes somewhere back in time, but they don't tell you where. I guess they had plans to make a third Echo game.
Right.
But they never did.
They ran out of ideas, right. I guess.
Well, I mean.
And that's
it.
They ran out of Echo one.
That's all there is to that story. Yeah. Jeez.
That's all. It was just.
A hell of a plot. But just as weird as the plot.
We're not completely done.
May have been the whole genesis behind Genesis, no pun intended. Behind the whole Echo story.
Yeah, it's not and weird. Eric, it's a little freaky.
Yeah, you dug this up.
I did a little reading, and boy, oh boy. So Echo actually stands for Earth Coincidence Control Office. And I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why.
So there's this NASA scientist, John Lilly, right?
Now, this is real.
This is legit. This is absolutely legit, and that's kind of scary. And he convinces NASA to fund his project where he convinced them that if he could teach dolphins to speak, that would help in case the aliens came. To communicate with the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Nash is like, sure, man, whatever, right? How many do you need?
They came all this way.
Six billion, seven billion? Yeah, okay. So they live with the dolphins. The dolphins swim under the house. They got this house, in Florida, I think it was, or whatever.
I thought it was the Caribbean.
Oh, the Caribbean. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Roar. So anyway.
I was one of those dolphins.
They could, this is my story.
They tried to make me talk.
This is my story. So anyway,
asteroid sent me back in time.
So big surprise, they couldn't get the dolphins to talk, right? They had sex with them and everything, still wouldn't talk, and I'm not joking.
Now that's real.
They had sex with the dolphins, okay? So the guy has migraines. That's all over with, but he's still, a scientist. He wants to do experiments and shit. He gets migraines, so he starts doing a little one of his friends tells him, why don't you start with the Special K, right? This ketamine stuff, and it wasn't real popular then or whatever. Nobody really heard of it. But
not the cereal.
No, certainly not.
No, ketamine.
Ketamine.
Ketamine, I believe, is for vets.
Horse tranquilizer. They use it on animals to tranquilize them. So this guy gets into it, and he gets so into it that even shooting it up isn't enough anymore. He's got to take it by IV, right? So now he's doing experiments, okay, in a sensory deprivation tank. So he's hooked up to the fucking IV of Special K in a sensory deprivation tank. All right?
Is this like fucking RoboCop?
Holy shit.
This show just took a left turn.
It's sensory deprivation. You mean
It's like a chamber, and they're floating in water.
Oh, you're floating in water.
Yeah, and
he floats in water.
Oh, that's
the dark.
Good to take tranquilizers.
So anyway,
floating water. Yeah,
right. So Echo is the Earth Coincidence Control Office, and while he was in the sensory deprivation tank, all jacked up on K, he thought he met the aliens. The aliens came to him, and they were part of the Earth Coincidence Control Office. That was who went down to talk to the humans.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
They were responsible for earthly matters. Yeah, I mean, he thought they took his dick, and his wife's like, no, it's right there. He's going, they took, they took
he
my
was
penis.
Convinced they cut his penis
off. Yes, he was convinced. Anyway, so that's where the name Echo comes from for the fucking dolphin, is the Earth Coincidental Control Office. True story.
True story.
Now, we know that this is true because he was asked by fans on Facebook, you know, have you ever taken LSD, and was Echo inspired by the work of John Lilly? And he said, no, I never took LSD, but I read a whole lot of John Lilly.
This is the game designer.
This is the game designer. This is Ed Annunziata.
Okay.
Totally came clean. He was like, oh, yeah. So, there you go.
Was that how he's like?
That's an incredible story. Like, that's ridiculous.
Right?
So, now the gameplay.
Wait, wait. So, now this game, allegedly
that did,
for
that did
kids.
Happen before the fucking video game. That wasn't after the video game. No, that story wasn't based on the video.
It was in the 70s,
game.
I think, right?
Yeah, he was in. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And he was inspired. Wow. He was inspired, and that's where the Echo
Unreal.
Comes from.
Unreal.
Should we talk about the game?
Yeah, let's get to the gameplay. Yeah, all right. I was playing this game this week, okay? Now, reschooling myself again. And I know last week we talked about rage quitting. Yeah. Holy shit. If I would have played this game a couple weeks ago, fucking hell. I didn't use any cheats or anything. I got to, I don't know, the second section of levels, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was the Ice World. But anyway, the game is so frustrating. There's so much shit in that game that's bullshit. First off, the air.
The air is the worst.
The
thing
air
ever.
Is fucking. It's not even realistic.
It's fucking terrible.
Well, I don't know what do dolphins do.
It
realistic.
Is realistic.
Realistic.
They need air.
I believe.
Yeah, how often do
air
every?
Oh, I don't know.
20 minutes. Well, they want you to get it every.
Well,
3 minutes.
At least give you more time. It might be. I don't even know if it's 3 minutes.
It might be more.
And it's they give you more. Just enough air to accomplish your goal.
Right.
Like there's no air to spare. There's none.
No air to spare. There's no air to spare.
There's none. Like if
that needs to be a patch on my denim jacket.
No air to spare. No, but let's say you have to go down low to rescue a dolphin to take him to his pod, okay? So, and there's portions of the game where you have to go down. You got to get starfish, okay? You got to get the starfish to break a rock, to get through the rock, to get the other dolphin. Now when you get the other dolphin, you got to go back, get the starfish again, break the same rock. Now the starfish have a time limit.
Yes.
So you have the starfish time limit, you have the air time limit, you're trying to balance the both, you have to deal with another fucking dolphin.
You're dodging
it's
bullshit
ridiculous.
Trying to kill you.
Yeah.
At the same, that, I just didn't
that
have the patience.
That is so fucking frustrating.
I don't
it's
have
unbelievable.
The fucking patience.
I got to the second level.
And that was it.
That was it. I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Because that the sound that he makes when he gets hurt is unnecessary. There's no reason for
There's
him to make
like
that
it
sound.
In the known universe other than that.
He
doesn't have
my heart.
That was the astrolabe.
It cannot make that sound, yeah.
In the second game, they took care of that. That sound's gone. It's more of a dolphin-y sound.
And then, I mean, it's just as cryptic and it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of bullshit, but it bothers me that you only gave it to the second level, Mike. Because I'm going to defend both of the Echo.
I like the game.
I love the Echo games.
I do.
Love them.
But
and I'm not making that up. I love them. Like, if
really
I had to pick my favorite
them.
Three Genesis games, Echo 1 and 2 are on them. Like, what? I love Echo the fucking Dolphin.
Oh, I love
three?
The game, but
seriously?
It is very, very
yes.
hard.
Top three?
Absolutely.
It's too frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
First off, I looked it up.
The air thing is bullshit. You know what? If they took the air thing out, it would be doable.
His weapon, if you could call it that, his attack.
The charge.
Isn't this bullshit, too?
No, but that works. You can shoot that, and it'll kill enemies.
You're thinking of the sonar.
He gets a laser. He gets a projectile.
I'm talking about at the very beginning when you're just ramming.
Yeah.
No,
because
you just talk to people at the beginning using that
but
sonar.
But in like the third or fourth level, your sonar, you can use it to kill enemies. So you shoot
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
didn't
get
there.
You get that from some kind of whale.
Forget the frustration. And it is.
By
the
way,
the
manual tells
games.
You not to be frustrated. The manual
Doesn't
says
really
something.
It
says
that.
Don't get frustrated.
It is one of the hardest games on Genesis, maybe of all games.
You know why?
It's unbelievable.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
The creator, Ed Annunziata, Mr. Special K, he actually apologized a couple years ago and admitted that he made the game too hard because he didn't want kids finishing it in a weekend. He thought nobody would buy it. They would just rent it and finish it in a weekend. So he just made it diabolical.
Yeah, which is a poor excuse to make something difficult.
It, absolutely. Well, yeah, because it's basically about money.
I think the difficulty, it's frustrating, but it makes for a great game. I actually think the game's fantastic. And I know it's difficult, but it's difficult in a mind-blowing way. You get sucked into the game. I do. Like, when I play it, I played it
it's
the other day.
It's definitely an experience.
2 hours can go by really fast because it's a lot of... It's a puzzle. It's a puzzle.
There's too much backtracking.
It's a total puzzle.
There's too much time when nothing's happening.
Yeah, you have to figure out the fast routes. There's an order to do things.
It seems like the game is more of a demo versus
like a
demonstration project rather than a traditional game. Like they thought, like, let's make a new engine with weird physics and let's see how far we can take it.
Yeah, the controls are a little weird in the first
one. The controls...
It took me a while.
I think the controls are probably the worst thing about the game. When you have to go... When you have to shoot through a starfish diagonally, you know what I'm saying?
You have to follow a sinking rock to get the reject.
Trying to get him to jump over...
even the rocks.
That's what I was going to say. Right, the rocks that
stick
out of the water.
Sometimes it's easy, other times it's what the hell am I doing?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I looked it up online. This game, on the website GameFAQs... All right, you can go on there, look up. They have a list of games, pretty much every game, and they'll tell you the average time to beat the game. Mm-hmm. Now, linearly, I don't know how long it takes to beat Echo because I never beat it, but the average time it takes a human to figure the game out and beat it, I think Echo is 16 to 17 hours.
That sounds about right.
That's not bad.
You don't think that's bad?
Well, it does have passwords, so that's not all in one system.
Actually, for a shitty linear Genesis game that it would take 16 hours to beat, I think that's bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You should breeze through those fucking games. There's no way.
Wait a minute. You think you could beat it faster if you never played it before?
Oh no. I'm not saying that it's possible to beat it faster. I'm saying it should be designed to be beaten faster.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I was surprised that because, like I said, I never beat it. I thought maybe I was just too dumb and I wasn't doing it the right way. But it actually does take that long.
Yeah. The game's
bullshit. If you sit down for an hour to play it every day, you're gonna spend half a month trying to beat that game.
Oh yeah. There's just too much backtracking.
I have to ask you this, though, Rory, and maybe this can be a topic for another day, so you don't have to get too into it, but why do you hate Metroid so much but like this game? Is it because you're just a dolphin? I mean, it's essentially the same thing. You're just wandering around.
It's a fair question. And you know what? I don't know. I guess the answer is because it's a dolphin. I don't know why. Because I love the presentation.
I love dolphins. It's a pretty game. Yeah.
Everything's good about it, but the gameplay.
Compared to the Metroid presentation, which is just ugly.
I think Metroid's a decent looking. Super Metroid, I think, looking.
That's not fair to compare it to the one for NES.
Echo 2, graphics improved a lot over the first one.
Well, I don't even mean graphics. I just mean,
the atmosphere of the game, being a dolphin in the ocean, talking with other...
It's very unique.
Like, I love the quirks, and the quirks, to me, they round out the rough corners in this game. Like, I enjoy talking to dolphins and having dolphins talk back to me.
It is
dolphin
funny. To talk to the whales. Yeah,
Put that on your tombstone. That's on your tombstone. I enjoy talking to dolphins. They like talking to me.
Okay, I know you're making fun of that, but listen to me. Like, the game is actually very poetic. Like, it's kind of weird.
It's philosophical.
It's not just because of like dolphin masturbation and taking drugs. I mean, like, when you talk to them, they call like the porpoises up in the Arctic when you're looking for the big blue. They call the blue whale Big Blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the game refers to it as. So, like, they tell you stuff that dolphins would understand, and you as a person who understands more than a dolphin would have to think about what the fuck they're talking about.
Right. Like, it's almost like if you went to the rainforest and asked whatever the fuck animal lives in a rainforest, how'd your day go?
A leopard.
Like, they're going to have a completely weird perspective on how their day is. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, so there's a lot of call the octopus eight arms.
Okay.
They say go slow past eight arms. Right. Or, like, they call sharks hungry ones. Or they call ice. When you go to the Arctic and there's ice that kills you instantly, it smushes you.
Ugh.
They call it hard water.
Right,
they say
right.
Beware hard water.
Yeah,
and, like...
It's interesting, you have to figure out what they're talking about.
But in the when I first started, in the beginning, the first dolphin's like, "Hey, Echo, how come we breathe air if we live under the water?" And I'm just like, "What kind of fucking game is this?"
You know what?
Right. I asked that question too.
Okay, Nitschke,
dolphins don't make any sense. I was thinking about that today.
I'm sorry, I had left the room for a second, so I'm sorry if I'm out of the loop here. But I was going to say the beginning of the game it took me a good 20 to 30 minutes to figure out that I have to jump in the sky to actually get the game started.
As a kid, I remember that, and it took me a while
I'll
to figure
give you
that out.
This game has, and the sequel, has no direction. Yeah. And that's a mistake, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally start the level, and that's it. Like, they don't tell you go north, go south.
No, but I like that. You don't like that? I kind of like that.
I don't mind that. It's the air thing. The air thing kills it.
Yeah, I don't mind the searching, too, but the controls, the air thing, the sound. I actually wasn't a huge fan of the music. Mm-hmm. I think maybe because it just made me, and I guess that's the
stresses
point.
You out.
I guess that's the point. Yeah. That's the point. It's just, and the other thing was, when I got to the second level, I did write the password down, and in no time in these 2 weeks did I feel like I wanted to go back and play the game.
I had a thing where I would rage quit, and then I would go do something else, and I'd be thinking about the game, and I'd go, I know what to fucking do now. And then I'd go back into the room, and then I would just nail. I'd be like, there.
Now, you played this as a kid, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't great at it because I was a kid.
Did you own it?
Your attention span has to be a lot better to play this game.
Oh, yeah.
Did you own it?
It's work. This game is work.
I don't know for a fact. I believe, I'm pretty sure I owned Echo 2, The Tides of Time.
Okay.
Because when I played that again, I recognized all the music, and I seemed more familiar with that game. So I didn't play 1 as much.
What's the... Echo 2 is the better game, I'm assuming.
Well, graphically, it's better.
Echo 2, it's weird. Like, Echo 2, it's still a very difficult game, but it's easier than Echo 1. Like, they eased up on it. But Echo 1 actually has a lot more convoluted mazes, but Echo 2 actually has a lot more platforming. It's unbelievable how much platforming there is in a game about a dolphin that's always in the water. And like the game, Echo 2, remember I told you there's two kinds of levels. There's the good future where the dolphins evolve into like flying dolphins and they have magnets and they can like carry you to other parts of the fucking level. And like the bad one where there's just like a giant machine and you're in the machine through like all the gears and stuff like that. And like it's crazy how much platforming they expect you to do as a dolphin.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Who's limited to water. But I still love them both. If I had to hedge which one I like more, I guess 1.
Really? I kind of do like 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess 1.
I don't know why. It's hard to pinpoint why. There was one
but
level in 1.
They're both very charming games. Like, again, with the poetic bullshit with dolphins. The dolphins tell you...
They're telling you riddles, basically. You have to figure
out
riddles.
They tell you riddles, exactly. Yeah. The dolphin actually tells you from the future. He says that you are the stone that split time. No, you are the stone that split the two streams.
Okay.
Meaning that there's the good future and the bad future. But no one ever tells you that shit. The dolphin tells you in dolphin language what happened.
Yeah, it's a weird game. In the first game, there was one point that frustrated me so much, I was actually sweating. Okay.
Sweating?
What? I was sweating because I was so pissed off.
It was stressful.
Oh my God.
There was a point where I had to go down. I had to save a dolphin, okay? I had to go down in the depths, and there's these crabs that sit on the walls, and the crabs keep jumping out at you. Mm. But at the same time, you have to guide the starfish.
Exactly.
To break a rock, it was unbelievable.
I quit the
fucking
same exact spot as
did you really?
And I never played again.
Right. Now, how far along did you get? How far along was that?
It was like
holy
the
shit.
Third or fourth part.
I eventually beat it. I eventually beat it.
Yeah.
But you didn't beat the game.
That was last night.
Not only that.
No, I only got to the ice.
Rory, did you beat the game? Both games?
I have beaten both games, but I could not beat them without cheating.
Mm. Okay.
That's totally acceptable for that game.
You're not going to hear anything from me.
No, that's
even
a whatever,
on that one.
Whatever it takes to get through.
I mean,
that.
If you like it and you like the gameplay, go for it.
Yeah. If you punish yourself, you deserve to cheat.
There's a pun in like the when you go meet the aliens on their ship. There's a pun with Pink Floyd, like the actual.
Oh
level,
yeah,
welcome
I saw
to
that.
The
welcome to the
last
machine.
Level. Yeah. Welcome to the machine.
Yeah, I read about that. Apparently, like the makers of the game, the maker made the people listen to it. That wrote the music, and the song is like loosely.
If you've ever played Echo, the first one, and you get to the second to last level is a scrolling, it's not a maze per se, but it's a scrolling level where Echo constantly gets fucking crushed to death.
Yeah, I watched the walkthrough.
The level is called Welcome to the Machine. It is god fucking hell awful.
Yeah, even the codes are that I did when I was getting my ass kicked and I just gave up and I said I've had enough. Yeah. I got enough to do the podcast.
It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. You know,
I cheated. Then I put on codes.
Right.
But dude, they don't even fucking help you.
No, not really.
No, not
just
really.
Just for the air. Just
yeah.
For the air.
The frustration of just solving the puzzles drives you nuts. Yeah. But one thing, real quick, this is weird. We talked about doing Echo, at the last show.
Okay.
It's Thursday. Tuesday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I go to Starbucks. I pull up in Starbucks.
And there's a dolphin.
No. No, I pull up in Starbucks, right? I go in. I get my coffee. I come back out. A car pulls up to me in front of me in the space, across but in front.
Right.
And it's a woman getting in. And I look at her. And then she gets in. I look at the back of the car. The license plate said dolphin.
No.
It was just dolphin. Yeah. Yeah, it was just dolphin on the plate.
That's some unsolved mystery shit. Yep.
Perfect. Dude, I couldn't believe it. I was going to take a photo, but I would look like a creep.
Is that like the sixth time we're hearing this?
Oh, yeah. This game calls for it. This should be the soundtrack to that game.
Now, there are probably people in Europe that have never heard that song, and they're like, why do they keep playing that shit?
Yeah, what does that
seriously.
Even mean?
It's a show from
they're
the
80s. They're all Googling unsolved mysteries right now.
Unsolved mysteries. The alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, that weirded me out. Dolphin. I was like, this episode, we have to do it. That was like the solidifier. I'm like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it'd be really creepy if her name was Echo, Ryan. Like, would that really?
Would that have been weird?
Should have asked her.
I was like, nice plate. My name's Echo.
Like, nice ass, out. Yeah.
She'd probably be a weirdo. Like, she'd probably be nuts. Oh. I don't even know if I'd want to date her. I don't know.
No, yeah.
Probably be scared of her.
Did she have, like, blue hair? Was she one of them?
I don't know.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with
her. She was a regular-looking, regular old chick. She could have been a dolphin.
When you say blue hair, do you mean blue-haired like she dyes it or like she's a grandmother, right?
No, I already said it.
Like she dyes it.
Oh, she dyes it. Okay, all right. Because that's a little different.
How many grandmothers have blue hair?
Oh, yeah, no, that's an expression. They don't. It's not actually blue. It's
never heard that one.
They're dying. And it looks blue
so,
when you die.
Yeah, so, well, that's Echo the Dolphin. So what do you guys think? Mike, let's start with you, because I know you basically want to kill Echo.
Yeah,
so.
I would just delete it.
Mm-hmm. You would delete the game.
I would
totally.
Delete it from the ROM. Yeah. But wow. I will say this, maybe I would try and go back to it.
Okay.
To give it a fair shot.
You
but
have
I,
to mellow
again,
out. You have to mellow out.
Again... I don't want to.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, but I appreciate Rory's taste in games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it just that alone makes me want to try it again. But I don't know. And I like that style. I do like searching around and wandering around and doing. I mean, I like adventure from the 1979 game.
Right.
I don't mind doing that.
Okay.
But so.
The difficulty. You'd like it to be a little bit easier.
I would like it to make more sense.
All right.
I guess that's I just like it to make
fair
more
enough.
Sense.
How could it make even more sense? It's about time traveling dolphins. All right.
Yeah. Very simple.
Trying to kill aliens.
If I had to give a real review though, a normal review that we do, I'd say emulate it.
Okay, Eric.
For me, I've tried to go back to it in the past couple weeks, like three times, and I can't do it anymore. I mean,
so you're finished with it.
I'm done with it.
Putting it away forever.
Yeah, I'm not going to ever have the desire to go back.
It had a good run.
It has a lot of faults, and it's too many faults to ignore for me, and it's too frustrating to continue with. So,
okay,
I'd say erase it. It's a waste of space.
Okay, Rory.
Eric, why do you hate America? Go ahead.
I hate Echo the Dolphin.
I love Echo the Dolphin. It makes me just smile. And I guess it's because he's a dolphin. I don't know.
It has to be.
I love Echo the Dolphin. Like, that series.
Were you in
is
that
in
house
my top
in the Caribbean?
Three.
It's in the what? Top three?
It's in my top three for the Genesis. Okay? Mm-hmm. Code Jam and Earl, both of those, The Streets of Rages, and Echo the Dolphin.
All right.
Wow.
I love Echo the Dolphin. Absolutely. And you can get it on a variety of platforms.
Yeah,
it's not like it's only Genesis. I mean, there's ports to
the handhelds,
the Wii's, the handheld, the Master System, the Sega CD releases.
Good music
can also
on that.
Easily be emulated. Actually, have Redbox Audio, so they have all new soundtracks.
Oh, okay.
And you could use again. I mean, if you wanted to play it with cheats, you could play it with Cheat Engine. You could make your own cheats and apply it right onto CD based emulation. So,
and the Sega CD version, I mean, it looks the same, but you know, it has a real soundtrack.
Yeah. I believe so it looks better. I believe
you think it looks a little bit better. Yeah,
but
I
it
mean,
has
maybe
Redbook
a little
on
bit.
It. I love the music and all. And
I think
Echo.
It's good.
It takes you. It just takes. It sets the mood.
Yeah,
I will give you the.
Yeah, it's really so. Don't get hit.
It's a little over the top.
Yeah.
It is over the top, but again, I look through that fault, and yeah. I absolutely love it. I wouldn't have said I want to do the reviews of the Echoes if I thought they were lame.
Right, right.
Well, it's good that we disagree. You get both sides of it, you know. Mike this, and I aren't don't
this,
care for it.
Yeah, this might be the first show where we're all not on the same page.
Yeah, it might be. Me personally, I would. I really like the game. I think it's really creative. I appreciate it. It's very hard. I want to try to conquer it. I think I might go pick up the actual hard copies for the Genesis. I think.
Oh, the cartridge.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I might go. I might go pick this up. Maybe this weekend.
So you
just to get them. They're pretty cheap.
Oh,
I would collect it. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of
I think it's worth it because it's one of those mountains I want to climb. You know, and I know it is beatable. It's really hard, but it's beatable. I want to try to beat it.
Yeah,
you know, so why not?
Oh, I can totally understand.
And I'm
that.
I'm sure I don't know totally the prices for it, but I'm sure it's dirt cheap. I mean, I'm sure you can get Echo for probably $7 or less, a few bucks.
Echo's the type of game where, just like the podcast, like it's divided. People will tell you they love it or they will hate it. I don't know anybody that says it's okay.
It's very polarizing.
I've never heard anybody say Echo's okay.
Yeah.
And the stories behind it.
Yeah, right. I'm seeing a range of $6 to $56. So the $56 is probably the CIB.
Yeah, I would just get the cart with the torn label. I would. Care, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, why not?
So you could probably find one for $6.
I will say a lot of games that I hate, I couldn't understand how other people would like it, but I can understand how people would like Echo the Dolphin, even though I can't stand it.
Okay.
But I get it. I do get it.
All right, so we're split 50-50. So
there you go.
Listeners out there, we're 50-50. Try it. You know, it's a cheap game. Try it out. You know, emulate it if you want. It's hard as hell. Just be ready, be mellow, and, you know, have some free time.
Get a beer.
Yeah, lots of beer. All right, well, you want to close this one out?
Let's close it out.
All right, closing out episode 11. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, Twitter, at Emulate This, or you can email us. Please send us emails. We want some feedback. And like we said earlier for the hypothetical scenario segment, we want some suggestions for that. That'll be great.
All right.
And our email is emulatethis@outlook.com.
Thank you very much for listening. Always much appreciated.
Thank you. Till next time.
Thanks for joining us again.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Eric, thank you.
Good times. Good times.
Awesome. All right. And 5 card into the command bunker. Thanks for being
later.
Here.
He hung
later,
up,
Tater.
He hung up already.
See yous.